In this week's service technician section, I want to talk about the importance of staying focused on diagnosing problems and recommending solutions. We've talked a lot the last several weeks about goals and mindset and all these different issues that are so very important to your success. But when push comes to shove, at the end of the day when you walk in the house, you got a very simple job: diagnose problems and recommend solutions. Watch this video with me where I talk about how important this is and exactly how you do it. You know, when you think about a service call, there's really two sections. There's the process of running the service call, and then there's the result of what the homeowner does. The process is everything that you do. The result, of course, is whatever the homeowner does. The process of running a service call is about diagnosing problems and recommending solutions, and we'll be talking all about that in the actual process of running a service call. But the bottom line is what you do is the process, right? Diagnosing problems, recommending solutions. The result is the homeowner saying yes or no. So your job is to diagnose and recommend. The homeowner's job is to buy or not to buy. And you have to make sure that you keep those two things separated, because what happens a lot of times is that you start doing the homeowner's job for them, you know, inadvertently. In other words, you start not recommending certain accessories because you've already decided they don't want it or can't afford it. You know what I'm saying? You got to make sure you let them do their job. Your job is to diagnose all the problems and recommend the solutions. That takes a process. Now, it's important to understand that your process should be, must be, simple. You got to keep it really simple. I want to share with you a story of one of the most simple yet one of the most effective processes I've ever seen from a, you know, from a service call, from any type of service-related business. I want to share with you a video about a man I'll call Joe the Concrete Guy and how effective he was at making sure that his process of diagnosing and recommending did not interfere with my process as a customer of deciding to buy or not to buy. One of the biggest challenges with contractors is that they think that sales is about high pressure. Effective sales is about high service, never about high pressure. Let me give an example of one of the most effective low-key sales presentations I've ever seen in my life. For many years, I lived west of Colorado Springs up in a small town called Woodland Park, Colorado. And it took about a half an hour each day to drive out of the mountains. And as I drove out of the mountains each day, I would go past a little restaurant called the Hungry Bear Restaurant. And as I drove past that restaurant every morning, I would see a white Ford pickup out there with black lettering on there. And all it said was Joe the Concrete Guy and a phone number. So I'd see his truck there every day and I'd get kind of a chuckle. And then one day, about 2 years after I'm living there, I'm out in my driveway and I realize I need some steps poured at the end of my driveway. So naturally, I think about Joe the Concrete Guy. The next morning, I pull in the restaurant, I get his phone number off the truck, I call him up a couple of days later, and Joe comes out to my house. Now, when Joe pulls into the driveway, he is so down to earth, the basic cool mountain guy, right? He's got long bushy hair, a big beard, t-shirt, shorts, and flip-flops on, right? Nothing pretentious about this guy, nothing pushy, nothing slick or super sophisticated, right? So Joe gets out of his truck, and he comes down to the edge of the driveway, and I'm explaining to him where I want these steps poured. And every now and then I would look over at Joe, and he was looking at a motorcycle trailer that I had parked next to my driveway in the dirt and the rocks. And so finally I look at Joe and I said, "Joe, is there something interesting about the trailer?" He says to me, "Why is your motorcycle trailer parked in the dirt and the rocks?" And I looked at him and I said, "Well, Joe, as you can plainly see, the driveway is not wide enough for the trailer." Joe looks back at me and says, "You know, when I'm here pouring your steps, I could widen your driveway," right? Instantaneously, my budget goes from $1,000 to about $6,000. Now, was Joe high pressure? Was he some slick, you know, snake oil salesman? Of course not. Joe was all about high service. So we write the paperwork up, and at the end I said, "Joe, I gotta tell you, that was a beautiful technique to get the average ticket up." He goes, "What do you mean technique?" And he goes, "That was just common sense." I said, "Well, I know it's common sense, but it was a brilliant use of the technique." He looks at me and he says this, "Mr. Long, what does it say on the side of my truck?" And I look over at his truck and I say, "Well, it says Joe the Concrete Guy, right?" He goes, "Yeah, concrete is the operative word there. It doesn't say Joe the Concrete Window Siding Roofing Guy. It says Joe the Concrete Guy. That's all I do. That's all I've ever done in my life. For 40 years, I've been pouring concrete in these mountains. And I learned a long time ago, the best way to serve my customers is that when I walk on a piece of property, I look for every problem that concrete can solve." You see, that's a professional approach to sales. Our job is to walk into the house and look for every problem that heating and air conditioning, indoor air quality, airflow, whatever it is, you got to look for every problem that your products and services can solve. That's how you sell like a professional. And that, my friend, is not high pressure. That's about high service. You know, you can see there how effective Joe was, right? He didn't care about, you know, whether I said yes or no to widening my driveway. The reality is his job was to find every problem that concrete could solve. Well, that's what your job is in the house, to make sure you find every problem that your heating and air conditioning and indoor air quality expertise can solve for your homeowners. That's your job. You have to stay focused on your process of diagnosing problems and recommending solutions and let the homeowner decide what they're going to buy or not buy. Now, when you begin this process of diagnosing and recommending, it's critically important that you have a consistent process. As you know, consistent activities produce consistent results. After all, I wrote a book on that called The Power of Consistency. If you do the right things on a consistent basis, you get the right things on a consistent basis. So join me in this video where I talk about the importance of consistent activities. You know, in life, there's a very simple, you know, truism, and that is consistent results come from consistent activities. Random results come from random activities. So if you want consistently good results in your service career, for example, you have to have consistent activities. In other words, if you have lots of good outcomes, you do lots of good repairs, it's because you have consistent diagnostic activities. That consistency, the repeatable nature of that diagnostic, delivers the right results. If you randomly just started, you know, testing parts and tearing parts out of an air conditioner and randomly throwing them back in, what would the quality of your service call look like? The quality of your repair, probably not very good. Because the quality that you deliver on a consistent basis comes from your process. You have a process in terms of how you diagnose a problem with the system. Well, the same rule holds true in the sales side of your career. Random sales results come from random sales activities. Consistent sales results come from consistent sales activities. So you have to have a process that you engage in on a consistent basis. If you go on 10 service calls and you randomly diagnose and repair things, you're going to have 10, you know, really poor quality service calls. Well, same thing in sales. If you have 10 service calls, the sales part of that call, if you have random activities, kind of randomly recommend this and randomly recommend that, you're going to have random activities, random results, right? So we got to make sure we have a consistent approach to the sales process, just like you have a consistent approach to your diagnostic and repair process. Now, when you think about your process is to be like Joe the concrete guy. Your job is to diagnose all of the problems in the house and recommend solutions. The homeowner may not buy all those solutions, and that's perfectly fine. Again, that's their job to buy or not to buy. Your job is to diagnose all the problems and recommend the solutions. It's kind of the expectation we have of all professionals. We expect the professionals in our lives to diagnose problems and tell us about those problems, and then we'll decide what we're going to buy or not to buy. I want to share with you another video that illustrates the problem of a professional finding one problem and then ignoring a more serious problem. One of the biggest challenges contractors face is managing the slow seasons. The key to that problem is building a solid foundation of service agreement customers. Let me give you a couple of examples. I know of a company that has roughly 20,000 service agreement customers. If they see each of those customers twice in the heating and cooling season, that's 40,000 service calls in the course of a year. That's 150 calls per day. Now think about that for a second. They could stop their marketing tomorrow and the phone would ring thousands of times, 150 calls a day for a year. That, my friends, is what's called job security. Now, not everybody's gonna have that kind of volume. Not everybody's a huge company. I remember in 2007 when I bought one of my competitors, they had zero service agreement customers. In a matter of a couple of years, we had built that to 3,000 service customers. It's such an important part of your business because it insulates you against those slow seasons. Let me give you three simple steps that you can use starting today to grow your maintenance base. Number one, every time your CSR schedules a service call, be sure they tell the homeowner, the very last thing they tell the homeowner is be sure and ask the service technician about your discounts. You gotta plant that seed. It's kind of clickbait, right? It puts the homeowner in a situation to where they're gonna be asking your service technician about the discounts. Number two, when your technician gets to the house, make sure one of the things he says or she says is, I understand Mary at the office said you were interested to know more about our discounts, right? Now you've got the service technician bringing up the same conversation. Number three, make sure that your maintenance technician or your service technician has some information on the maintenance agreements. On a simple one sheet of paper, I call it the handoff.
So after the initial greeting, before they go start working on the system, simply hand the sheet of paper to the homeowner, and on that sheet of paper is all the information on your maintenance agreement program, including the discounts. As your service technician goes about his business, the homeowner is reviewing the information. Inevitably, that's going to spur a conversation about the maintenance agreement and the discounts the homeowner can get under that agreement. The key to managing the slow times in your business is having that solid foundation of maintenance agreement customers. So go to your CSRs today. Tell them the last thing they should tell the homeowner when they set that appointment is to ask the technician about discounts. Then tell your technicians. The first thing they should talk about is, I understand you want information about our discounts, and then hand off the information about the maintenance agreement. When that happens, you're going to have a lot fewer sleepless nights during your slow season. That, my friends, is job security.
You see, our responsibility, just like that doctor, is to tell our customer, our homeowner, our patient about all the problems. It's their decision to buy what they think they should buy or not to buy. I mean, how would you like it if your doctor said, well, you know, I was going to tell you about the heart problem, but I got to thinking you probably couldn't afford heart surgery, right? You don't want your doctor qualifying you on budget. You don't want your doctor deciding what you can and can't afford. You want your doctor to tell you about the problems and the potential solutions, and then you can make your decision. It's the same way in our business. We have to diagnose all the problems in the house. And you'll see in the process how we present those solutions, and then you simply let your homeowner make the decision of what they're going to buy or not to buy. You have to have a process. Your process, plain and simple, is to diagnose problems and recommend solutions. Your homeowner's job is to buy them or not buy them, right? Diagnose and recommend, let them buy or not to buy. That's how simple this process is. Don't be worried about whether or not they're going to buy those solutions or reject those solutions. It doesn't matter. Your job is to diagnose the problems. I know I'm repeating myself here, and I hope you'll say it with me. Your job is to diagnose and recommend. Your homeowner's job is to buy or not to buy, right? You got to stay focused on your job and let the homeowner stay focused on their job.